Good evening, everybody. Good to see you all here, all the smiling faces. Okay, I taught this lesson with the teens last year, but Kathy probably won't remember, so that's good. She'll need to hear it again. And as you all know, if it's Bible, then it's for everyone. Amen. Okay, Huey, the title for tonight's message is How to Be Happy. Okay, I'm going to ask you all a dumb question, okay? Who wants to be happy? Brother Oren, you want to be happy? So, everybody wants to be happy? Yeah. Okay, it's a dumb question because we all want to be happy, right? The world wants to be happy too. Everyone is out there trying to find happiness. Maybe if I get that job that pays all that money, I'd be happy. Maybe if I buy that house, I'd be happy. Maybe if I get that new car, I'd be happy. There's even a movie called The Pursuit of Happiness. I'd hazard a guess that everyone here knows who Robin Williams is. Right? I remember him from a TV show I watched when I was a kid called Mork and Mindy. It was a pretty trashy show, but I was just a little kid and I thought it was pretty funny. On the outside, he looked pretty happy, as far as worldly people go. He was a comedian that made millions of people laugh. He was in over 15 movies, had a wife and three kids. As you all probably know, he hung himself in August of 2014. At the time, his net worth was $50 million. $50 million. We can also get caught up in the way the world thinks, thinking that some more money will buy us happiness. No matter what people might say, no matter how many lotto adverts we see, money cannot buy happiness. Money cannot buy happiness. It can buy you things, but one of those things is not happiness. Did you know that God tells us in His Word how we can be happy? Please turn with me in your Bible to Psalm chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. And let's read the whole chapter. Don't worry, it's not very long. Psalms chapter 1. Are you all there? Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly perish. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this time together. We thank you, Lord, for your word which you've preserved for us over the centuries, Lord. Pray now, help us as we look into your word and look at what you have to say about happiness. I pray, Lord, that this will be a blessing to each one of us here tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. The word blessed means happy. This is a description of a truly happy man. But note, there's two things about this person: what he doesn't do and what he does do. First, let's look at what the happy man doesn't do. There's three things that he doesn't do. Number one, he doesn't live according to the world's philosophy. David says the happy man does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Counsel means philosophy or advice. The happy Christian does not follow the philosophy of the world. What are the world's philosophies? Things like, do your own thing. If it feels good, do it. Nobody can tell me what to do. It's your life. Do what you want to do. It's man-centered, it's pleasure-crazed, and now oriented. Oriented. Can never get that word right. Number two, he doesn't go to the places sinners go. The happy Christian doesn't stand in the way of sinners. In other words, he doesn't go where the wicked go. He doesn't run with them or frequent their hangouts. He doesn't go to the pubs or the nightclubs, etc. And number three, he doesn't sit with those that make fun of the truth. As in to sit in the seat of the scornful or mockers. These people are proud and arrogant people, proud of their natural abilities and worldly knowledge and wisdom. Okay, let's look at what the happy man does do. There's two things mentioned in verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So number one, he delights in God's word. Amen. First, he finds joy and excitement in the word. Not in TV, not in the movies, not in footy games, not in parties, but in the word of God. Don't misunderstand me, these things are not sinful in themselves. But when we get so wrapped up in these things that we cannot focus on the Lord, it is sin. Anything that totally preoccupies our minds with something other than the Lord and His Word is sinful. The psalmist is telling us there is delight to be found in God's Word. What is delight? We look in the dictionary, find some synonyms. There's things like happiness, joyfulness, gladness, excitement, pleasure, bliss, rapture, ecstasy, elation, euphoria. Sounds pretty good, amen? Number two, he meditates in God's word day and night. The happy man is preoccupied with one thing, God and his word. He lets nothing interfere with that priority day and night. It's this simple. When you focus on God and his word, you are happy. God promises many blessings to the man who will meditate in his word. Last time I talked from this pulpit, I spoke about the secret to success in a Christian life. Can anybody remember what that secret was? Nobody can remember? Oh well. Meditation in God's word was the secret to success in the Christian life. It's also the secret to happiness as well. So here we see again, meditation in God's word brings happiness. How about that? Psalm chapter 1 and verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. First, he'll be like a tree. Strength, stability. The thought is that the man who meditates in God's word is strong and immovable. He's planted by the rivers of water. This thought conveys the idea of a plan or purpose. God has a plan and purpose for the Christian who delights and meditates on his word. When a tree is planted by a river, it thrives because it can gather great nourishment. We thrive or grow when we meditate in God's word. Amen? Bear fruit, not wither, and shall prosper. For believers to bear fruit, we must get a lot of water, i.e. God's word. It takes so much of the word just to keep us going spiritually. Then, if there's an excess, we begin to grow in the Lord. And finally, if we spend enough time in the Word to live and grow, we will bear fruit. His leaf will not wither. The Christian who spends much time in meditation will be spiritually healthy. Have you ever noticed some Christians have a radiant glow? When I was sharing this with the teens, I spoke of Sister Julie Crowe. She has a radiance about her that's amazing. She walks in the room, just about lights the room up. A person who spends time with the Lord will have the glow of the Lord in their face. The opposite is a hardness and hollowness that can be seen by the keen observer. Rebellion, bitterness and deceit, as well as warmth, love, joy and honesty, are all revealed in the face. Believers who are close to the Lord will actually become more attractive by virtue of the peace and joy God gives them within. Also, when a Christian is close to the Lord, they have much greater control over their temper than when they're away from the Lord. A person can tell how your heart is with the Lord by the kind of people you hang around with. How godly are the people that you spend most time with? Then, this is a favourite of Huey's, I know, there's our speech. What do we talk about? What subjects are most on your tongue? God tells us that the mouth is the first indicator of what's in the heart. We can see this in Luke chapter 5 and verse 45. Please turn there with me. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Luke chapter 6, 45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And finally, he will be prosperous. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The Christian who meditates in the Word will be prosperous. For no matter what he does, it will prosper. This is one of the greatest promises in the Bible for success. And no, I'm not preaching the prosperity gospel. I'm teaching that meditation on God's word is the key to success in everything you do in life.
Amen.
I said this last time I spoke to you guys about meditation and reading God's word. If you're here tonight, and I don't think maybe there's anyone here tonight that is like that, but if you're here tonight and you don't read God's word, then I would hazard a guess to say that you're not saved. A person who is saved should have a thirst for God's word, and if you don't have that thirst and you don't want to read God's word, well then you're probably not saved. Either that or your heart has been hardened so much and you've backslid so much that you no longer have much interest in the Lord. But either way, if you don't read God's word, you need to speak to someone tonight, maybe myself or Brother Huey or Sister Colleen, and talk to us about salvation and what it is. Okay, meditation in God's word or on God's word is the key to success in everything you do in life. Do you believe that?
Yes.
And are you doing it?
Yes, I am.
Are you setting aside time every day to meditate in God's word?
Yep.
And then if you're not, you're missing out on the blessings of God, and only one of them is happiness. Amen? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this quick look in your word about happiness. Lord, we just pray that, Lord, you would bless those the hearers tonight. Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, in our lives as we wake each day. Help us, Lord, to set our eyes upon you and set our hearts upon you, Lord, and help us to purpose in our hearts to serve you on a daily basis. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.